Hello, boils and ghouls. It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And guess what, kiddies? You are now tuned in to PBD Horror Podcast. Pleasant screams.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the PVD Horror Podcast. My name is Dave. I'm joined here with my host, co-host, Brandon. He's not my host, personally. And we are here to do a special movie review, sort of. We're not going to do spoilers or anything, of Bad CGI Gator, which is now currently on Full Moon Features, and I think also on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was just a crazy film. It's about six college grads that get a cabin in the swamplands of Georgia. They decide to throw their school laptops in the backyard lake, and which unknowingly turns the alligator into a terrible, terrible CGI creature. You know what I mean? But when I say terrible, I'm not saying like this has just been shitty, but this is the idea of the film. That's why it's called Bad CGI Gator. And they make fun of it all, you know, this gator flies around, you know, in areas of the lake. And it was just a fun film, you know, and then just kind of looking back at this, Charles Band produced this film with his son, Zalman Band.
Oh, I was going to ask if they like what the relation was, because I saw that Zalman Band or I saw his name on there. So I was interested.
Yeah, so it's cool. We talked about this before, you know, a lot of the films on Full Moon Features, that the run times are like really like spot on. Like, you know what I mean? For people that just want to just get into something and just have a quick film, the runtime for this is about 1 hour and 30 minutes, you know, so you can't really beat that. You want to talk a little bit more about this?
Yeah. So it like obviously this is a movie that's not taking itself seriously. It's, I guess, comparable to like Sharknado or like that type of movie where it's like an ongoing, like the plot is basically a gag itself, you know? So you see the gator in the beginning and he's this little guy. And you think that there's going to be this moment where he attacks someone. There's like this fisherman guy who kind of like belittles the tiny gator, but instead the guy just walks away and says, you know, come back when you're bigger and I can eat you, something like that. So, you know, you kind of get the sense in the beginning that something's going to happen with the gator. And as these, the most annoying group of college kids you could possibly get together, decide to do a TikTok video, they feel like they're going to show their rebellious side by throwing their school laptops in the lake, like you said. And that kind of, I don't know, zaps the gator, which I'm like, I don't know if that would, obviously that wouldn't happen, that there would be an electrical charge if a laptop's thrown into a lake, but whatever. We'll go with it. Suspension of belief. That's what this is all about, right?
That's what it's all about. And, you know, clicks, you know, like you said, on TikToks and stuff like that, what people do for views these days, it's crazy. And so they were able to poke fun at that, you know, and like you said, I don't know. It's like the six students, you know, you had, what, out of six, there was two that, you know, actually had an idea of like what was going on and, you know, kind of unplugged themselves from the world of having to sit there and do crazy things to get attention. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see that, you know, to at least have two people that, you know, had some head on their shoulders to focus and kind of get through this film, because some people in this film, you know, we know some people like that.
The guys, the two, like, there was two guys that are like obviously like the ones that you're not supposed to like, and every other word is bro and
dude,
bro. They're like gym guys. They you know, they're like just constantly making fun of the other guy for not being like them. Mm-hmm. And just like the worst, you know, they're like Biff on crack, you know, Biff from Back to the Future. So he's like the worst kind of guys like that toxic masculinity, but also just like walking idiots. And then the two girls that you're not supposed to like are those like very much attention seeking female types that you would see just kind of doing TikTok dances, and everything is about setting up some kind of like facade for social media. So that's the interesting thing with these full moon feature films, like with Amy and even Jack Attack, like there's like a message in these films. They're these short little like films that, you know, like I said, they don't take themselves too seriously, but they all have some sort of message in them. And I think that this one has a lot to say about just, you know, that whole social media lifestyle and people just kind of really being into, you know, trying to make people see things about themselves that aren't real.
Yeah. And like you just said, you know, the last films kind of cross over and have like the same message. You can definitely see that in passing the torch of Full Moon Features. Like I said, this was written by Charles Band's son and produced by Charles Band's son with Charles Band. So I'm pretty sure there's, you know, conversations of like, dad, like this is what's going on now in the world, you know, so let's do this. How can we incorporate what's going on in the world with horror now? Like, you know what I mean? To try to make a film that can like reach the audience of today. So I think that's cool. You know what I mean? Because to just be able to sit back and, you know, just work with your father on a project is cool, because I think that Charles also had that experience. His father was an entertainment business and, you know, his brothers. And now just working with your kids, I think that's like a cool thing. It's kind of like how LeBron James is, like his goal is to play with his son in the NBA. And so I think that if you're definitely sitting there working in any type of field that, you know, that your kids can come up in and that they can sit there and build off of your legacy, I think that's pretty cool. So seeing that happen in this film, I think that's cool.
Absolutely. Brian, I just wanted to like correct you on one thing, just so that people understand what we were saying. The runtime of this is actually 58 minutes.
Okay.
So less under an hour. And honestly, that's kind of perfect for a movie like this. Like it doesn't need to be extended any further. Like it's very just face value. And, you know, like I said, it's poking fun at itself. It's not the worst CGI creature I've ever seen, though, I got to say.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's another cut, because, you know, IMDb had it set for an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
And so we talked about this too before, that it was it was a short film. Like Jack Attack was like 59 minutes also. So
there might be some bonus cut somewhere.
There's a different cut. Is there a different cut, Charles? If so, I would love to see that. Would love to see it.
So the actors did a good job considering like the roles that they were carved into. Michael Bonini, Sarah Buchanan, Cooper Drip. Is that his name? Wow, that's an interesting name. I like that. And Maddie Lane. Those are some of the actors and actresses in this film. They were funny. They definitely like all just kind of embraced the roles of just not taking themselves seriously, being these cutout characters of like the bros and you know, the social media girls and stuff like that. So they I thought they did a good job considering, you know, the tasks that they were given. So there's this funny sex scene, sort of sex scene that happens at one point. And the girl takes off her shirt and one of the bro guys is like, I've never been on no dairy farm before, but I can milk these things all fucking day. Like, that's the kind of movie we're talking about here. It's like, it's the lines are hilarious and just like bonkers and funny. They use a ton of like, it's like if you were hanging out with like your 17 or 16 year old kid all day long and you hear like the words that they say, like, that slaps, that's fire. He says those tits are fire. At one point, like this is everything they say is like very cringeworthy, but very funny at the same time. So,
And so we gave a lot of praise to Charles and Zalman Band on this, but shout out to Danny Draven. You know what I mean? So he was the director on this project. I'm not sure if what else he's worked on, but, you know, I enjoyed this film. It looked good. So
Directing wise, like this film like I compared it to like a sci-fi movie, but quality wise, it's not like it's obviously like there's the filming looks really good. It looks, see, that's the thing. These full moon feature movies like Jack Attack.
Yeah.
These movies look good too. Amy, like they're quality wise, like you don't feel like you're watching a super low budget movie or anything like that. Yeah. So I appreciate that. They're kind of going for a feel, but they're also not skimping out on the way things look and the quality of the film.
Yeah. And even the gator, you know what I mean? Because it was like bad CGI gator, you know, the gator, the quality of the CGI to it, you know, it was like spot on. They were having him doing some cool stuff, some crazy things. You know, like fucking floating and twist around in the air. If you've seen the trailer, you know, I'm pretty sure you've seen some of the stuff, but there's so much more to check out in this film. So definitely add it to your list to watch. It was definitely worth it. You know,
I think if you put it out there right away, like bad CGI gator, there's no way someone's going to go in there and be like, oh, that looks ridiculous.
That movie was bad.
Yeah, like you know what you're getting into. I recently watched I think it was Pool Shark or something like that, or something like that. And like that's bad CGI right there. This gator wasn't that bad of CGI, but you know, it was definitely silly. So a lot of fun though.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, those other movies are going into it like, yeah, we're gonna make this like incredible fucking movie. And then so it's like all right, they, you know what you're getting here, just like Dave said, you know what you're getting. So you really can't shit on this. You really just go into it, have a good time, unplug yourself. Definitely this is one of those films where you can just kind of like, after a long day of work and you don't want to watch like a serious horror film, you know what I mean, or just anything with a like a story that you just have to follow. It's just like something you can just put on and just have on in the background, just watching, just kind of just just relax and unwind yourself after a fucking crazy day. Like, absolutely. That's what a lot of these movies are made for. And it is what it is, you know? So.
And I am 100% behind seeing other types of animals other than sharks.
Yeah.
Like, the shark films have been done 1,000 times over at this point. Exactly. You have so many different settings for sharks. Like, let's give something else a try. So, bad CGI gator, bring it on. What else we got?
You know what I want to see? I want to see, like, a fucking bad CGI fucking hippo. Hippos are fucking crazy, bro.
Yes, I know. Do you ever watch that show? What the hell was the name? It was, like, evil. It was, like, something about, like, people who have, like, exotic pets. And a guy had hippos. He had a hippo, and it killed him in the long run. Terrible, tragic. But like, he was riding him for a while and stuff, and they were like best friends. And then it snapped.
Yeah, I seen a video the other day where it was just like a hippo was just kind of like walking, trying to get into the water, and it was like a whole bunch of gators like sitting there, and he's just kind of just like, get the fuck out the way, and they're just like all moving all quick and stuff. Because I think that So definitely, Charles, hit my line. Let's get this going.
So it's so weird that you said that. You know how on Instagram, like obviously they'll like when you go to the search thing, they show you videos of what they think you are going to want to see.
Yeah.
Mine is on my personal Instagram, a ton of like baby hippo videos.
Oh yeah.
I love baby hippos. They're adorable. I love
baby hippos.
It's so
See, this can be like your story. Just like reverse it, because you can be that little fisherman guy, and then you see a little baby hippo, and you're like, you come back when you're bigger, squirt.
I'm gonna eat you.
He fucks you up.
Oh no.
Some kid's gonna throw their laptop.
Yeah. Somebody throw their like old gaming system or something in there.
Yeah.
This is old.
So yeah, that's, I guess it's a good lesson for everyone to remember. You know, don't throw, make sure you appropriately get rid of your electronics. Don't throw them into lakes.
Bring them to Geek Squad over at Best Buy.
Yep.
Recycle them the proper way. Because we don't need any bad CGI animals floating around.
We don't. We don't need it. All right. Well, thanks again to Full Moon for sending us this. We were a little late with our review. We did get to check this out a little bit before it premiered, but it's actually out on the app now, so you guys don't even have to wait. Go check it out today, and we can't wait to see what else they're going to send our way, because we've had a lot of fun with the films we've seen so far. So
so like we said, if you're not you're not subscribed, definitely subscribe now to Full Moon Features. It's definitely worth it. Like I said, we have our own subscription. We want to promote good things because, like, you know, this company has been around for so many years and they've been delivering great films. So let's keep it going. Let's support Full Moon Features and
an independent film.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for checking this out. We hope that you enjoy the film as well. And, you know, leave us some feedback and let us know what you thought. Have a good one.
Be crazy.
Game over.